Good evening, truckers, and welcome to a special warlike edition of Hotnin Orbital News. I'm Combat Major Dick Chafing.
And I'm the recently recovered General Rudolf Hucker.
And in tonight's military broadcast, I feel like I should have some gunshots, but we'll just have to stick to... Outrageous federal spokesperson insults Alvin.
New system champion for Lumen 16.
Hippie kaftan wearing incense smoking nutters support Hutton.
All ships to receive major weapon overhaul soon. Trademark.
Warnings of UA shenanigans have commanders reaching for their meta alloys.
And Cubicle 3 achieves Galactic Disaster Zone status.
First, words have nearly failed us. Not quite, but close. We quote, "There's a plague in Federation systems, and it's called Hutton Orbital Trackers." They have complete control of Alpha Centauri, the closest star to Sol since Hutton Orbital is far away and hardly anyone bothers going to it. Who knows what they're doing there? Rumors are coming in that they're building a Death Star and planning to destroy the Earth. A Federation pilot that went there, checked it out, reported to Zachary Hudson, mysteriously ended up dead. Supposedly a suicide with overdose. And the Hutton Orbital Truckers, when Zachary Hudson asked them about this, said, "The guy was a junkie, completely mad and unstable. Will you really believe your rogue pilot over us?" The family of a dead pilot said he never used any drugs in his life, and that he was an honourable family man that donated huge amounts of money to Federation charities. So, who's lying in this case is unclear. But as any good plague, the Hutton Orbital Truckers weren't happy with just Alpha Centauri. Now this disease is spreading in neighbouring systems, trying to take control of all systems around Sol, putting the almighty Federation to shame and spitting into the face of every honest pirate Federation pilot. It's only a matter of time when they take complete control of Lumen 16, and they're winning a war in Wolf 359. Everybody knows your faction leader's a magic tube corgi that travels by mail when its head isn't out the canopy smelling the space breeze and the solar winds. Lael Wolf was heard to say...
"What fucker said that?"
Indeed. It was the notorious federal shit-stirrer, Commander Body Count. That's right, with an O. Yes, the bastard that stole a U from the Hutton Scrabble board to insert it into his name to get past the censors. An O. An O. He stole an O from his... Never mind. All we have to say, sir, is for the mug, and do your worst. For my part, I've rolled my sleeves up, poured a Centauri Megagen, and thrown darts at your picture, Mr. Body Count. But I have it on a reliable authority that the Vikings are mad. The Paladins are armed. Dark Echo have yelled, "Charge!" into a big bucket, and some frog said, "Ribbit," in a very scary manner. This is true.
We are delighted to announce that Commander TK Best 2327 has stepped into the breach at Lumen 16. Whilst at the time he thought he was signing for his dinner at the bar, in fact he was agreeing to take custody of the system on behalf of our very fluffy and soft-bellied leader, Alvin. In the first 4 days of his championing of the system, he has secured our position as the second place faction and indeed helped stop the usual wartime rot damaging us too badly. He is joined by our master of the mysteries of the background sim and escape pod rescuing hero, Noctivagus, and a handful of the hot shit team, to try and hang on in there whilst we mop up the sorry, twisted remains of our opposition in Don Antonacci's former stronghold of Wolf 359. Welcome aboard, Commander, and for the mug. Oh, and by the way, we hope you enjoyed the meatballs.
We are delighted to announce that an informal friendship has been negotiated by friend Federico with the religious hippies at Van Manen Star. Yes, the dreadlocked, biffer-smoking, glassy-eyed, rope-wearing, and a burlesting banjo played with your prehensile... Wow, I nearly changed the organ. Banjo played with your prehensile toes, enjoyed bunch of religious types at VMS, have supported Hutton as the local independent agents for trade, prosperity, and local lunacy. The Lemoncello Lizard was heard to say, I'm a member of the Sublime Order, and I've only slotted civilians in a few dozen systems. Man, I got the munchies. Anyone got any pork scratchings? We're not sure whether that's relevant, but we think it means we love Alvin.
Exciting leaks from Frontier Developments, the managing agent for all ship, weapon, and equipment manufacturers in the galaxy this week, when they announced a raft of changes, upgrades, and modifications to weaponry throughout the galaxy. Commanders holding fixed weapons will be benefiting from a bit more pew-pew. Ship scanners will be linked to gimbaled weapons in an attempt to improve their accuracy, and, most importantly, new upgrade packages will be available to shield subsystems from direct damage, keeping your engines and frameshifts alive long enough to perform the perfect Brave Sir Robin when attacked. As soon as we have details of these trucking good upgrades, we will let you know.
Any traders heading for Hutton-owned systems are encouraged to grab their meta alloys and drop them at our systems this week. There are rumors of terrorists carrying alien probes, known as unknown artifacts, heading for all of our systems. And the only one known way to combat these is to grab your meta alloy at the first opportunity and stick it in the community market as fast and as often as you can. Yes, grab it, stuff it in, and repeat until the crisis is over.
And finally tonight, it is with great pride that Alvin has announced that Cubicle 3 at Hutton Orbital has achieved galactic notoriety as a galactic disaster zone. Yes, it is now inscribed in the annals of the Federation, Alliance, and Empire that Cubicle 3 is now hazardous to all forms of life in the galaxy, and indeed may harbour a few as of yet undiscovered life forms of its own. The noise, the smell, the eyeball-corroding putrescence of the place has been awarded Grade 2 listed hazard status, meaning that it must be preserved as a warning to future generations of the problems of running your plumbing wrong and inviting pirates to visit your station, then serving them with an Ucheng chili-laden curry and too many onions, plus Garasian geezer beer. We're having a sign made, and lots of hazard tape delivered, and a nice bergamot and green tea air freshener installed.
Well, that was Hutton Orbital News. We're off to war, but before we do that, we have a tune to keep you entertained. Oh, and after the tune, lots more Hutton truckin' Hutton good content for those Hutton trucker tuckers out there. I am Dick.
I'm Rudy.
And we bid you a farewell. Stay tuned after this broadcast.